Oh, yeah. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Teddy J is going to be back on Monday. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. That is the voice of Jeremy Fowler. We had him on. He's from ESPN Insider. He was on with us the other day talking about the Christian Gonzalez situation, and I think the scariest part of that entire interview, Ken, was when he said it's been very quiet between the team
Absolutely.
And Christian Gonzalez.
And I guess nobody expected necessarily that this contract would get done on July 10th, but he did say, like, I think there's been some progress on Witherspoon, the other guy who's got the same agent as Gonzalez, the Seattle corner.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that? And whereas he said Gonzalez has been quiet, so... You know, I bet you that Gonzalez wants to wait for Witherspoon to sign so he knows what he will get because he wants more, even though they have the same agent. But the Patriots, what's against them signing Gonzalez today, you know, this week, getting it done?
Yeah, this is scary because we know what Christian Gonzalez wants. According to reports, it's not just that Christian Gonzalez wants to be the highest paid player at his position, but there was a report that said that his agent's going to go in and make the argument that he should be the highest paid defensive player in the league. Now, I think that that's probably, if you're his agent, the right way to go about it, is that ask for the amount of money that makes you the highest paid defensive player, and then the way that you concede and the way that you kind of meet in the middle is by, oh, okay, we'll just take being the highest paid quarterback in the game.
Exactly.
I get that. And that makes all the sense in the world why you would do that. But, you know, we've talked about this Patriots ownership. They're looking right now down the barrel of not only paying a guy like A.J. Brown that they just got, but they're going to set the market when Drake May has to sign his extension, which is next year. Mm-hmm. So they're already looking that they're going to be spending a ton of money. So to have two players that set the market on their position is really a huge decision to make. And I mean, and it's kind of like with the Celtics. You had two players that were going to take up 70% of their cap, and with the Patriots, you've got two guys that are going to take a massive chunk. So, you know, we don't know whether or not this whole new outlook from the Crafts, this whole new Drake May outside of the Tom Brady years, is going to mean we're just going to spend whatever it takes. And it's a lot of money. So to hear that things have been quiet between Christian Gonzalez and the Patriots is a little scary. And then this report comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This report from Greg Bedard, who I like, by the way.
And you know Bedard well. Now, do you think he's briefed? Like, does he get spin from the organization that he puts out in different forms as his own?
I think Greg is a great reporter. And this is what I mean by that, is I do think that when he reports that he hears somebody in the organization say something, somebody in the organization said it. Now, does that mean somebody picked up a phone and called him? Maybe. Does it mean that he was speaking to several different people and he overheard someone in the organization say that? Maybe. But it doesn't make the information any less valuable. Mm-hmm. What it says is that there is somebody who's there who I would believe most likely would have some sort of influence on the situation, on signing him, that is saying this. And whether that's to try to shoot down the value of Christian Gonzalez so they get a better deal, which absolutely could be, or it truly means that they're a little scared about trying to sign a guy to that much money. But needless to say, here's what Greg Bedard, who I think is a very good reporter, a lot of people think he's a crap stirrer. I honestly think he reports what he hears.
Could
and some people
Could
don't like that. You know, some people are like, I am not a big fan of the things that you're saying about my favorite team because it's not all positive. But in this case, I don't think Greg Bedard has ever reported something that wasn't legit, something that he heard from someone in the organization. So let's let it roll. Let's hear this.
One part on that, one knock on Gonzalez. Some scouts and coaches believe he's not physical enough. I would say you could include some people with the Patriots also thinking that. Quote, his game is a bit finesse at times.
Okay. All right. So they're saying that he's not physical enough.
Well, this is the same thing that was in that Fowler write-up about Gonzalez. Even though he was listed as the third best corner in the league, one NFL personnel evaluator, quote, his game is a bit finesse at times. So there again, now I don't know if that personnel guy is a Patriots guy, but, you know, that underbelly is out there. But it does seem to me like it's a contract response. You know, if you're right and they're going for huge money, top of the market money for defensive players, this is your retort. Like, hey, you know, you've got some weaknesses too. Let's meet in the middle and be done at $31 million a year, whatever it is, $35 million a year, somewhere in that range.
I agree with you. First of all, I think this is exactly what it is. I think it's the Patriots trying to lower his value. It's trying to get this out there so that the agent gets scared that they might run away. And that's dirty, and I hate it, but that's also how the NFL works. It's how sports works, and it sucks. And I don't like the fact that it's most likely because, you know, I hate when teams do that. I hate when they can't deal with their stuff behind the scenes, at least sit down, you know, and man to man, or at least agent to owner, and say, we believe he has these deficiencies, and here's why we don't want to pay him this way. But already, it should scare you that they're trying to get in front with the public perception so the fans don't riot. You know, when we all know with our own two eyes that Christian Gonzalez is one of the best corners in the game, and that if they want to keep him, they're going to have to pay top dollar. Well, the best part about all this is Christian Gonzalez doesn't like this as well. As a matter of fact, that Greg Bedard clip was going viral, and Christian Gonzalez responded to it.
And this is legit his account, correct?
This is his account. This is Christian Gonzalez's account. Blue check mark. And he says, Greg Bedard got some new to say at me every day, LOL.
Yeah. So, but does Gonzalez think that Bedard is speaking on behalf of the organization, or does he just think he's a media, you know, as Jalen Brown would say, you know, part of Big J journalist? You're supposed to be a journalist.
I think he's pissed that it's out there, and I think he's yelling at Bedard because he's like, you know, what are you doing? Why are you putting this out there? Why are you carrying the water for the organization, the people I'm negotiating against? I see why he's saying it, and you know what? I would get pissed too, even though I believe that Bedard was actually either told that. Or, you know, and a lot of these reporters know they are being pawns for a negotiation. But it doesn't mean you don't report that. You know, it's for us to decide whether or not this is somebody just trying to, you know, make some sort of public discourse where everyone's like, you know what, this guy does kind of stink when you think about it. But we're not idiots. And I say that all the time. Like, the Boston fans are not idiots. We can see right through this. This is absolutely the Patriots trying to lower the value because they're getting scared, because they realize it's going to have to be all in or nothing, because Gonzalez will not take anything less than setting the market on the corner. And you should be a little bit scared, because Ted Johnson was on top of this. Ted was like, I don't think, because I was saying the whole time it's a slam dunk. I'm like, there's no way you don't pay Christian Gonzalez. You know, this, especially the year after you just went to the Super Bowl.
Well, especially, too, when you look at these lists that Fowler's putting out, like, they are not appearing in the top 10 of any of these positions, other than Gonzalez, who's the third best corner in the league. Milton Williams was the ninth best defensive tackle. You don't have a top 10 tight end. You don't have a top 10 edge rusher. You don't have a top 10 running back. I mean, Ted has said this as well. He thinks the roster is kind of average, right? I mean, I think they're better than the sum of their parts. Like, they have a lot of pretty good players, maybe not elite players. But no doubt, Gonzalez is elite.
He hasn't done all the positions yet.
Not all of them. There's only five
receiver,
of them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he hasn't done a quarterback. I mean, the important positions, they're very good. I mean, corner, receiver, quarterback.
You don't have a top edge rusher? That's not good, you know?
That's the one major, that I would say that's the other major position that you need to have an elite player. Right now, you've got about three out of the, I would say four. Like, you need four positions to be elite. Quarterback, wide receiver, corner, and edge.
O-line would help, given the Super Bowl we just watched, but yeah.
It would help, but I think that those four are kind of, I would believe, probably the most important. All right, 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Patriots, there's a lot of talk of a certain legend being a traitor.
Unreal.
Being an absolute traitor.
It's crazy. By the way, can I get this little breaking news in real quick before we tease
this?
Sure,
yeah.
The Red Sox are still in Chicago. It's 2:27 p.m. Their game starts at 7:15. They have another flight issue. They might not make the game. It's unbelievable.
Wait, what?
They're still
in Chicago?
Multiple reports, Tim Healy first. The Red Sox are still in Chicago. The plan remains to play tonight, but they need to make it to New York first. And then Tom Caron, 5 minutes ago, update, they're still in Chicago.
Hang on. But the game ended at like 5 yesterday.
Right. They just hung out.
Could they have not taken a bus?
Right, maybe, yeah.
Like, so, there's no excuse for that. I know planes, you know, and flights and stuff are all screwy, but I mean, this isn't like we only had a couple hours to get there. Like, your game ended early, and you're still in Chicago.
Yikes!
All right, well, that game might get canceled. What is that, like a 2-hour flight?
Yeah, there's, according to Healy, they're still on track to land at like 4:15, but that was, you know, 15-20 minutes ago. So they're going to get in at best 3 hours before the game. The airport's not far, but that ain't great.
We know what happened the last time they got in late. They ended up sweeping the Yankees.
They're too good. It's a conspiracy theory by the league that, you know, get them off the rails.
That's right. Well, you know what? It's the lack of sleep Red Sox. They actually end up doing all right when that happens. All right, let's get into this Tom Brady stuff because it's fascinating. Because I know it doesn't seem like Tom Brady likes the Patriots at all. And did he help them lose the Super Bowl? We will get to that right after this.